I think hands must be very important. Hands, plait hair, knead bread, spank bottoms, ring in anguish, shake the air in exasperation. Wipe tears, sweat, and pain from faces, or at the end of arms which hold, yes, hands. Let's start with the hands. My grandmother washed on Mondays every Monday. If you were a visiting grandchild or a resident daughter, every Monday morning at 6 a.m., mostly in the dark, frequently in the cold, certainly alone, you heard her on the back porch starting to hum, as black Christian ladies are prone to do, at threshold, some plea to higher beings for forgiveness and the power to forgive. I saw a photograph once of the mother of Emmett Till, a slight brown woman with pillbox hat, white gloves, eyes dark beyond pain, incomprehensibly looking at a world that never intended to see her son be a man. That same look is created each year, without the hat and gloves, for mother seals are not chic, at the Arctic Circle. That same look is in vogue in Atlanta, Cincinnati, Buffalo, for much the same reason. During one brief moment, for one passing wrinkle in time, Nancy Reagan wore that look, sharing a bond, as yet unconsummated, with Betty Shabazz, Jacqueline Kennedy, Coretta King, Ethel Kennedy. The wives and mothers are not so radically different. It is the hands of women which massage the balm, the ointments, the lotions into the bodies for burial. It is our hands which cover the eyes of small children, soothe the longing of the brothers, make the beds, set the tables, wipe away our own grief to give comfort to those beyond comfort. I yield from women whose hands are black and rough. The women who produced me are in defiance of Porcelana and Jergens lotion, are ignorant of Madge's need to soak their fingernails in palm olive dishwashing liquid. My women look at cracked, jagged fingernails that will never be adequately disguised by Revlon's new spring reds. We, of the unacceptably strong, take pride in the strength of our hands. Some people think a quilt is a blanket stretched across a Lincoln bed or from frames on a wall, a quaint museum piece to be purchased on Bloomingdale's 30 days same as cash plan. Quilts are our mosaics, Michelangelo's contribution to beauty. We weave a quilt with dry, rough hands. Quilts are the way our lives are lived. We survive on patches, scraps, the leftovers from a materially richer culture, the throwaway from those with emotional options. We do the far more difficult job of taking that which nobody wants and not only loving it, not only seeing its worth, but making it lovable and intrinsically worthwhile. Though trite, it's nonetheless true that a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Perhaps pitiful would be more accurate, though that too is not profound. The more we experience the human drama, the more we are to understand that whatever is not quite well about us will also not quite go away. Sometimes when it's something like Mother's Day, you really do wish you were smart enough to make the pain stop, to make the little hurts quit throbbing, to share with Star Trek Spock the ability to touch your fingertips to the temples and make all the dumb, ugly, sad things of this world ease from memory. It's not at all that we fail to forgive others for the hurts we have received. We cannot forgive ourselves for the hurts we have met it. So, of course, we use our hands to push away rather than pull closer. We look in vain for an image of mothers, for an analogy for families, for a reason to continue. We live mostly because we don't know any better, as best we can. Some of us are lucky. We learn to like ourselves, to forgive ourselves, to care about others. Some of us, on special occasions, watch the ladies in the purple velvet house slippers with the long black dresses come in from Sunday worship, and we realize man never stood up to catch and kill prey. Man never reared up on his hind legs to free his front parts to hold weapons. Woman stood to free her hands, to hold her young, to embrace her sons and lovers. Woman stood to applaud and cheer a delicate mate who needs her approval. Woman stood to wipe the tears and sweat, to touch the eyes and lips. That woman stood to free the arms which hold the hands, which hold.